we all come to work like ready to grind, but at the end of the day, we're with each other, you
Yeah.
know, as much as our families, if not more. And
Yeah,
so
and
it's
that's how we connect.
great for everybody to connect that way.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I am Meredith Cooper-Jones, your host, and today I am joined by, to know her is to love her. If you know me, you know her. If you know her, you know me, the Double Mint Twins, Aubrey Rosenbaum. Hi, Aubrey.
Thanks, Meredith. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so we just wanted to give an intro this week and welcome you guys to our new podcast. We are sponsored by the one and only 3D Dentist. But most of you have heard about our mastermind with our doctors and the camaraderie and accountability that it gives the doctors. And so what Aubrey has been leading and I've been helping her with is a team mastermind. And so we've been lucky enough to work with a lot of our advanced doctors, team members, mostly office managers and office leaders within the practice. We've done things like site visit days, trainings, boot camps. Next year, we're adding hygiene boot camps and treatment coordinator boot camps. So we just wanted to give you guys a little intro of what we're doing. And I've got a couple questions for Aubrey on this week's episode.
Can't wait. Ready for you to hit me with
them.
Do
you want to share a little bit about what the team mastermind looks like and how we're able to hold each other accountable and be there to kind of create the working relationship with everyone?
Yeah. So the mastermind program has been really cool because, you know, every 6 months we have 10 to 15 doctors that come through the program and then they get a taste of the 3D dentist concepts. And what they find is that they really need help from their team members with implementation. And so they continue on to the advanced mastermind program with the team. And that's when the team gets introduced to just a deeper version of all of the information that we talk about. And so it's so fun to get to interact with the team members and just, you know, help them through their struggles that we all go through in their practices. And so like Meredith said, what we're excited for in 2024 is that we're going to be able to offer a hygiene specific boot camp and a treatment coordinator boot camp that will help just take a deeper dive, you know, and more concentrated amount of information and material for those departments. And so I think that'll be super fun. And then obviously for us, just getting to see each other more often, yeah. That's always a bonus too.
Because if you know one of us, you know both of us, because exactly. We're always together. If you don't know Aubrey or you haven't met her yet, she runs Sully's office in Nashville, Sullivan Dental Partners. So she's living this day to day. That's why she's such a great resource for those in our team mastermind, able to help and reach out. She's available to those in the team mastermind, and she's been through what we're all living day to day as well. So I wanted to ask her on this week's episode, we're going to go over three things that she does to, you know, bring up the energy, bring up morale when the team is feeling kind of low. I feel like this is one thing you're really good at. So what would you say is one of the ways you do that in the practice?
Yeah, so I think that's one big thing that we talk about a lot is culture, because culture on your team and within your team, it can make or break the practice. And so if you have, you know, a toxic environment or just team members that are constantly bringing down the energy or the mood or the drive and motivation that everybody has, it can just really, like, you know, hurt the progress of the business. And so while we love our doctors and the dentists that are, you know, doing the dentistry in and out, you know, every day in and out, it's hard for them to also spend so much time focusing on that. And so for us, one thing that we've really had to do is just address it head on, like when the drama starts to spike, or, you know, we call them snuggles and solutions. It's like, are you coming to talk about like just needing a snuggle or like a little bit of positive reinforcement and love and support? Or are you coming to like look for solutions? So that's one thing that we always have to identify, like what the team member is looking for. But we've also, you know, we talk about kudos a lot, like things as simple as like, you know, a hygienist closing treatment in her chair, or, you know, an assistant coming over to help a hygienist, or a hygienist coming over to help assistants, and our business team being available to do a treatment plan when hygiene or assistants are running behind, like just anything that helps the team recognize like we're all in this together. Yeah. And then we give kudos. So in the morning, we have morning huddle, which we strongly encourage all of our doctors to do. But it helps everybody get on the same page. And so we always kick off our huddle with kudos from the day before, or just the week, you know, that it's been. And so I think that's a fun thing. And sometimes it's crickets. And so it's always good, you know, as the leaders in the practice, for us to be, you know, prepared to give kudos to.
Always have something on the back burner.
Yes. But once you start it, it's contagious. People love positivity. They love the encouragement and affirmation. So I feel like that has caught on for us.
Yeah. Okay, so you talked about, what was it, snuggles or...
Or solutions.
Or solutions, so kind of asking what they want in their feedback before giving your feedback. You said doing kudos, and then what's one other way to just bring the vibes up? I'm thinking of one, if you don't have it, but bring the vibes up in the office, whether morning meeting or throughout the day.
So in the morning, we definitely start off with music.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So we've got a great 3D Dennis playlist if you need it. Please comment because we can provide it. But we've got a great playlist. A lot of people think that I'm just super into like hardcore rap, which I do love, but that's not all that I listen to.
It's not your daily listen? What?
Yeah. But also, you know, jokes. I mean, anything lighthearted, like stories that happened over the weekend, just anything to help the team share a little bit, you know, on a personal level. Because we all come to work like ready to grind. But at the end of the day, we're with each other, you know, as much as our families, if not more.
Yeah,
and so it's great for everybody to connect that way.
Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in today. If you have listened to the podcast, we hope to come at you every other week to get started. So if you follow us on social media, then please comment what you would like to hear.
Yeah,
you
we want to hear all your
email
ideas.
Email us. We're available, meredith@3ddennis.com or aubrey@3ddennis.com. And give us some ideas for future podcasts. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.